Star Wars geek girls. They're geek girls that like Star Wars. And sometimes cry.
I'm Zoe from Star Wars Geek Girl.
Hi, I'm Lizzie.
That was very drawn out.
I'm like hyper and tired at the same time. It's a very weird combination.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we are going to talk about Star Wars. News still slow.
Yeah.
But we have two episodes of Resistance to talk about, because I didn't watch them last week. So we have two. Yeah. This is just off the top of my head, but it's The Doza Dilemma and First Order Occupation.
Yes.
Yeah, and I just watched them, so they're fresh in my mind.
They're semi-fresh in my mind. It's good.
Okay. So, The Doza Dilemma is... Should we just, like, go through it, and then we'll talk about our thoughts?
Yeah.
Okay. So... See if I can get all the scenes in order. So, Sonara, Tam, Kaz, and Tora are all like kind of hanging out, right? That's how it starts.
Yes.
And they're hanging out and at Aunt Z's, and Tora and Tam are playing darts. Or hollow darts. Something with darts. And then. Tora's like, hey, let's go, you know, like, to my room and play video games.
Yeah, and like, was it before?
Oh, it was before that. I forgot.
Like, Sonara gets a call from her pirate friend, air quotes, and, you know, they have a job for her, kind of. She has to get into the tower somehow, and Sonara's like, no, it's too much. It's a lot, you know, there's a bunch of security and stuff, and it's impossible. And then Doza just gives them her code.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, even before that, when she gets the call from the pirate dude, we're remembering this very well in order. We see Commander Pyre and Phasma. So Phasma's not talking, so it's really just Commander Pyre calling the pirate dude. And he's like, oh, you gotta... He's like, basically like, oh, you gotta kidnap Tora... And we'll give you triple the money, is basically how the conversation goes.
Yes. My dad is here.
Hello, father.
Hi.
How did you like The Doza Dilemma?
I liked it a lot.
A lot? Do you want to do a story? Or not the story, a summary of it?
The Doza Dilemma. Pirates hire First Order people to kidnap Tora so that...
I think you got it backwards.
Emmanuel will
start. You say to... Emmanuel.
Yeah, Emmanuel Doza. That's his
name. Yeah.
Emmanuel Doza will panic and hire the First Order and let them take over the platform like they really want, which was a true thing. It's exactly what Maul did with the Shadow Collective on Mandalore. The Black Sun and the Pikes were attacking the people, and then the Mandalorians were all, we're here to help.
I mean, who doesn't do that plan?
It's a common dark side practice, it looks like. Pretty common dark side thing.
I mean, it's smart.
Yeah.
It's evil.
But my thing is just like, there are too many witnesses. How come none of those fools were like, I mean, like, give us more money or we're going to tell everybody.
Well, then they would have, like, actually tried to kill them on the spot, right?
I feel like they did.
No, they didn't, because the captain was still alive.
No, but, like, when they showed up to take Tora, they didn't pay them.
No.
They tried to kill them. Then they went back and they were like, we rescued her.
Yeah, but, like
I feel like...
I
would just be like, yo, Sonara, just go to Emmanuel Doza and tell him this is what's been happening the whole time.
But
tell him we're pissed at the First Order now, and now we're all... Let's all beat up the First Order when they come.
I don't feel like Doza would listen to them, though. Because the pirates have been attacking them for, like, forever. And, like, they're pirates,
first of all. But it makes sense.
But if he was, since he perhaps worked with the Empire in the past, he might be open to the fact that, you know, Better Business Bureau is not exactly shining.
Yeah.
You know, he at least might be open to the idea.
Or probably.
Be able to be like, I don't think he would just shut him down and be like, no, that's not even possible. I think it would be like, are you sure?
He tried to do his voice.
Yeah, that was my dozer right there. Dora, please, no.
Please, no.
Please, no. I have to have you saved. This is for your safety, my daughter.
Did you ever say that to Lizzie?
Yeah, it seemed difficult.
Everyone wants me to be Tora. So that's my summary of it. Why do you think people want me to be Tora,
Father? Because you're a space Latina.
Oh. Okay.
It's pretty easy to see. Also, you kind of look like her. Your hair is almost the same.
How is it almost the same? I've never had it in a bun.
Just because you don't do anything with it.
Wow, it's brown.
Yeah. Yo, you're brown-haired Latina. You look just like her. Yeah.
Yay. Cool. Okay.
It's all right.
How do you think you would do in that game that Tora had?
The shooting game?
Yes.
I don't know. Probably not that great. I'm not great at shooting. Better than Cass.
Probably better than Cass.
I think I'm about Tam level.
Tam?
Maybe
she had,
I'm
like,
Tam level.
2-3.
Yeah. Although I feel like I'm better in Battlefront, so like somewhere between Tam and Sonara. Definitely not Sonara.
That was like an actual, not an actual blaster, but like it's not on the controllers. Is what I'm saying.
Okay.
I don't know. It looks hard, okay? I'm trying to figure out.
It looks
out,
like it's shooting.
Yeah, but
I don't have much experience in shooting.
Yeah, I don't. So I think I would probably do.
I played a VR game today with shooting, and I did pretty good, so.
Sweet.
So, that was Doza Dilemma.
And that was Emmanuel Doza. Goodbye, my daughter.
We got one episode.
Yeah.
Unless, do you have anything else to say?
Well, we haven't talked about it long at all. We should discuss it a little bit. I liked the one pirate lady. The spiky
she
one.
Had spikes.
Yeah. I thought she was cool.
I really like that there's like different pirates. Like, we're not seeing the same pirates. Like, that was kind of how it was the other time the pirates came to attack.
And it was like, there was that guy's attacking Kaz. He's also attacking Tam. He's also attacking Sonara. There's three of him.
Yeah.
But
at least with this one, there's like new pirates.
Yeah. See, honestly, I do really like the pirate designs, though. I like how they use, like, old Imperial stuff.
Yeah.
I especially like the one little, like, I don't know, like, monkey cat thing-looking little guy. Like, really scrawny one. He has all the, like Imperial officer thingies, like, all over him. I just think that's cool.
I really liked their ship, because it actually looked like a pirate ship.
Yeah.
And I just like that whole style of it. It was really cool.
Yeah. I wonder if Hondo has like any connection to them. Like
those are like pirates though.
Yeah.
Like he's a pirate, but he's got a heart.
I wonder if there's like pirate beef.
Beef?
Yeah. If, like, because I don't know. We don't know where Hondo could be dead right now, for all we know. I hope not, because I love Hondo.
No. But he's not. He's not, because there's a book.
Oh, right. He's in the thingy.
Yeah, he's in a book where he talks about the Millennium Falcon.
Right. Okay, so he's not dead. So I'd
he
love
will
to
never
see
die.
Hondo can never die. So I'd love to see him in Resistance. And he says, like, he's a pirate, and everyone just, like, pulls blasters on him. He's like, wait, what? I'm not one of those pirates. I hate those guys.
You know, I'm a good guy. I think it'll be
very funny.
Mm-hmm.
That'd Everything be... can be improved by Hondo.
Definitely.
Like, just to be honest.
Just anything and everything. I think I really want to see Hondo in Resistance. I know we probably won't get that, but it would be cool.
Well, you never know. We saw him in Rebels. I never would have guessed he'd be in Rebels.
I guess I'm thinking, like, they won't do it again. Like, they won't have repeating
characters. I could see him doing that. Because you figure, besides, like, Lando, we didn't have that until the very end of Season 1 of Rebels with Ahsoka.
Mm-hmm.
Besides Lando and, like, 3PO and R2. And with Resistance, we already have BB-8, Poe, Leia, Phasma. So.
Yeah.
I'd love to see Hera. I feel like Hera and Yeager might know each other from, like, Rebellion times.
That would be cool.
They'd be like, you know, they'd be like, hey, what's up?
An old Felix.
And Jason. All grown up.
I think, like, the characters that I would want to actually see in Resistance, like, that I think could be in it, Han would be cool. Han and Chewie.
Well, because Han's racing right now.
Yeah.
And so, like, it would make sense. He's racing and looking for the Falcon.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Rose and Paige. I just don't know if they'd be away from the Resistance at all.
Yeah.
We're getting really close to Force Awakens. And so they're a mechanic and a bomber. Rose's whole arc in The Last Jedi was, she was just this kind of, like, lowly mechanic going on this sudden adventure with Finn. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like having her do great adventure things in Resistance would be like, well, then what's the whole deal with her in Last Jedi?
Yeah.
Paige might, if we see Paige's, like, bomber squad or whatever, Cobalt Squadron, and they, like, have to stop by the Colossus for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Maybe Resistance will end with Hondo, yeah. Who else? Maybe once we go through, like, Force Awakens and Last Jedi, I'd like to see Finn.
Don't know if we would get Finn, though.
I don't know. I feel like we won't see Rey or Kylo. Like, we'll hear about them, but I feel like Rey's doing Jedi things. And Kylo's murdering people.
Yeah. I want to see more, actually, going back, I want to see the kids more. Like, that are in the Resistance.
You know, because when I was watching the episodes today to catch up, and I didn't have time to watch the newest one that came out this week, or today, I guess, I saw the Children of Tehar in the thumbnail for the newest one. I forget what it's called, but they were in the thumbnail, so maybe they're in it a little bit.
I just want to see, because, like, it seemed like they're slightly, maybe, Force-sensitive? I'm not sure. Like, I don't know. I want to see what's up with them.
If they are, I would love for them, maybe, like, after 9, for Rey to, like, kind of like Luke did after 6, to train children's. And maybe those children would be a start.
Yeah.
Because unless 9 has a time jump of, like, 10 years, which I doubt, the children of Tehar would still be pretty young, so. I hope they're not stuck under the Colossus forever, though. I hope eventually they can, like, roam a little bit. Even if, like, even stay on the Colossus, just get out of that basement.
Just for a little.
But with the First Order occupying, though, now they, like, extra can't leave. Poor kids. Who else? I wonder if we'll see Hux.
Ooh. I mean, in the trailer we did.
Oh, yeah, we did. Duh.
But he's like, it's not like, actual.
Yeah.
It's just a recreation of him in animation form, which is amazing, and I love it. So, it's nice. His hair's definitely slicked back.
Who else? I can't think of who else. We saw Leia. I don't know if we'll see Lando. We don't know what Lando's been doing at this point. Because we know what he was doing up through Last Shot, which he was kind of just working on Cloud City still, I think, and stuff like that. And settling down with that Twi'lek lady. Rasha, I want to say. I'm not looking up her name again. I can never remember it. But we don't know what he was doing right before Last Jedi in Force Awakens.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we'll see him. Maybe we'll... Because assuming this follows the usual air schedule, the first half of Season 2 of Resistance will come out right before Episode 9. So maybe they'll put Lando in the first half of Season 2 to establish him a little bit for Episode 9.
Hmm. That would be cool.
Just like how they put... started putting Death Troopers in Rebels right around Rogue One time.
Yeah, I see.
I don't know. Wonder if Lobot's gonna be in Episode 9.
That would be cool to have them both together.
Because Lobot was still with Lando in Last Shot, which is the latest Lando we've seen. So... Yeah. It would be really funny, and I know they won't do this, but it would be really funny if Maul somehow appeared. Like, maybe not even directly, just, like, in some way. Like, in a hologram, at least, or something. I just think it would be so funny. It's like, we can never really escape Darth Maul.
No. I think he's, like, probably really dead.
Oh, he's definitely really dead this time. But how funny would it be if we got like a little short or something, and it was like after Obi-Wan like buried Maul or whatever, and then like a couple days later Obi-Wan's just chilling like drinking tea or whatever he did on Tatooine for like 20 years, and Maul just like comes in through the door with his lightsaber's like, aha! I'm not yet dead yet.
he truly is a cockroach.
Yeah. Completely implausible, but be very funny to me.
Was I something completely forgot? There's Children of Tehar, and I really want to see Kylo in that animation form.
I feel like we would see him in a hologram. I don't know, because I feel like Kylo's, I don't want to say like overpowered, but like I feel like they could be like, oh, Kylo comes to the Colossus and just does everything for them, show over. Like, because I feel like Kylo could, like, he sensed Finn before Finn even knew he was gonna leave. So I feel like he'd be able to, like, sense that Kaz is a spy. That would kind of, like...
Yeah, I think, I wouldn't want him to, like, be there, because that would be just bad. But, like, maybe just, like, mentioned again, and maybe they could, like... Not look him up, but, like, kind of do that and be like, oh, okay, that's...
Space
that's
Google.
That. Yeah, that's
Who
him.
Who is Kylo Ren? Yeah, I could see him, like, or even just, like, calling Phasma. Or something. Or maybe...
Yeah.
For, like... Because Phasma was not on Takadana, right? Or was she? Can't remember.
I don't think so.
Yeah. So maybe Phasma's on the Colossus for Takodana, and that's why she wasn't there. So then, like, maybe, like, while she's on the Colossus, and it's like, oh my god, is she gonna find out Kaz? Dun, dun, dun. And then, as she's, like, just about to find him or whatever, she gets a call from Kylo. And Kylo's like, hey, we need you to come back to Starkiller Base. We think the Resistance is planning an attack. So then that's why she's back on Starkiller, for Finn and Han to use her to take the shields down.
Yeah.
I solved it. I'm gonna make a YouTube theory video now and circle a random eyebrow of Kaz's.
Do it.
Yeah.
I support you in every way.
Yay. Think.
Well.
We didn't. I didn't say thank. I said I think, but
okay.
Thank you anyway. I think, I don't know. I was gonna say something about Niku, but I can't remember what it was.
Niku is the most precious child.
What if Niku is the First Order spy? And like we get a shot, and it's like Niku talking to Kaz, being his normal, regular Niku self, and then Kaz leaves, and all of a sudden Niku like starts talking normally, or, like, humanly, and, like, his voice gets all deep, and he's like, whatever. I don't know, that'd be funny.
Like, not that'd be funny, terrifying.
It'd be scary, but it'd also be kind of funny.
That'd be very terrifying, and I just, I would see it coming. Because I always have my suspicions about nice people.
Are you suspicious of Niku?
Yes. And I was also suspicious of Jar Jar, and look, he's Snoke.
Right. God, Lizzie, you're so right.
Yeah, I know. Hold the applause.
Yeah, that was anything else about the Dozer Dilemma?
It was a good episode, and, you know, I was, at the time, I was like, wow, I can't wait to see what happens to Sonara, you know, and now we got the new episode.
Yeah, so the new episode is the First Order Occupation,
mm-hmm.
And the First Order is policing, basically, walking around looking for a resistance spy or a pirate spy. I feel like they were looking for both, but then they, like, focused on the pirate spy.
I think it was a pirate spy.
Yeah.
Because they were looking for Sonara.
Yeah, but they, I don't know. Because they
that
just...
was pressing okay, your mind.
I think what it wasn't in the beginning, they just said they were looking for a spy, and so I assumed resistance spy. Then they said pirate spy, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, looking for a spy, so they stop this poor Rodian, who's just minding his own business. It's always the Rodians, and you know, in Rebels, they were all looking for Zeebo, and every single Rodian they were stopping.
Those suspicious Rodians.
So they stop this poor Rodian, they're like, where's your identification? Because, you know, spies never have identification. And so they're looking for his identification, and the poor guy can't find it. And so they're gonna arrest him. And meanwhile, Tam is like, why are you so angry at the First Order, Kaz? They're just helping. And Niku is convinced that Kaz loves the First Order. Because he's interested in
love.
And so, when they're, like, badgering this poor Rodian, Kaz is like, hey, man, stop. And the First Order troopers are like, well, what's your deal, punk? And they don't say punk. And they're like, what's your deal? And Kaz is like, and then Niku is like, oh, this is Kaz, and starts pretty much telling them everything he knows about Kaz.
Yeah, I just wanted to tape Niku's mouth.
I was like, the whole time, I was like cringing in on myself with like, Niku. No.
Yeah.
Niku was just trying to be a good friend.
But who? Like,
he was, because he thought Kaz liked the First Order.
But, like, even if you do like the First Order, why do they need to know where you live?
I don't know. Niku thought they needed to know, I guess.
We'll just trust Niku.
See, maybe this is why Niku really is the First Order spy, because he's, like, telling the First Order all this intel.
Yeah, he's like, I'm reporting Niku's, in secret, but not in secret.
Niku's smarter than we think.
Yeah.
and so, you know, they have that whole thing. And then the guy, the Rodian, finds his ID, and Stormtroopers get distracted by him. And then when they turn around, Tam, Kaz, and Niku are all gone. They all go home. And Kaz is complaining about the First Order, and Yeager's like, shh. And then they go and talk about spy things.
Can I interrupt the Star Wars Geek Girl really quick?
No.
Really quick.
Okay.
Is it okay with this?
Yeah.
Okay, just remember you were talking about Niku?
Niku.
What is it?
Niku.
Niku?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, walk over to my computer and look at what Elijah, some guy that listens to your podcast, sent you a picture.
Can you see it?
Can you just tell Lizzie you're going to take the earphones off?
Okay, I'm going to take the headphones off real quick and look at this picture of Lizzie. I shall return.
Okay, goodbye.
Yeah.
You know, they're probably talking badly about me, you know?
It was a darksaber picture.
I don't know if it's full scale or not. Okay, you can get back to talking about Niku.
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 Right, sorry, I won't interrupt anymore. Okay. Sorry, Lizzie. Sorry for making it unprofessional.
How dare you?
Okay. We're saying Niku. What was it? Oh, they were talking, and Yeager, they're talking about spy stuff, and then Niku's like, hi, the First Order came, so I let them in. Maybe Niku really is a First Order spy.
Probably.
See, I was joking before, but now I'm like, huh. It's adding up.
Oh, no.
I'm on to you, Dave.
Dave's just gonna break our hearts again.
Okay, so the First Order is like, you're Kazuda Ziono. We're looking for you and Sonara because we think you're linked to Tor disappearing. And Kaz is like, that's ridiculous. But he's like, it's low-key not ridiculous because he already kind of knows that Sonara's a pirate spy.
Yeah, that was it? It was last episode?
It was at the very end of the door, the Doza. I said Dora. The Doza Dilemma. That's just Tora's name with her last name combined. The Dora.
Don't. No.
Ship her with herself. Okay. The Doza Dilemma.
Strong, independent woman.
Yeah. The Doza Dilemma. Okay, and at the end of the Doza Dilemma, because, you know, Kaz is kind of like, how'd you know all that stuff? And Sonara's like, and he saw her with the two pirates that stole Tora. And Sonara's like, oh yeah, they were scavengers.
Yeah. That part just broke my heart, because, like, he knew that she was a pirate spy. But, like, he still, and I was talking about this with my dad, like, he knows. But he wanted, I'm pretty sure he just wanted her to tell, like, the truth. So he wanted to give her a chance for that.
But she didn't.
Yeah, but she didn't, so.
Which, to be fair, she probably didn't know how he would react. Because it's not,
right.
It's not like a little secret. It's like, oh yeah, the people that have been attacking the platform and trying to kill us all, I'm with them, you know? So I, like, kind of get it.
Yeah, me too. We get you.
So, yeah. And so then the back to the episode, the troopers are like, you're not allowed to leave this hangar. And Kaz is like, okay. And then he leaves.
Yeah.
And because he wants to go find Sonara and be like, hey, they're looking for you, buddy.
Better watch out.
Yeah. So he goes to find Sonara, and she's chatting with the pirate dude, who I think earlier in this episode was like, oh, you want to get off? Too bad. You're stuck there. Get off yourself. We'll pick you up, but only if you get yourself off first.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, Sonara's angry with them, and so Kaz is like, hey, I can help you get on this ship, even though I know you're pirate, well, pirate food.
I did, so, my family now, I guess, goes on Instagram and we record videos of our interpretation of, like, the episodes.
Yeah.
I had to do the food part.
The food. Of course you did, Lizzie.
Yeah, I had a donut. It was pretty good. But yeah, he's like, so I like this food, but it's bad food. But I want to help
Sonara it. Sonara is just staring at him like, this isn't about food, but okay. This is about pirate food, and she's like, oh, he knows. But then,
Is that just their thing? Like, the last time they did, it was a food steamer.
Yeah, I guess. They just like food on that show, I guess.
I mean, who doesn't?
That's true. So, they decide to escape stormtroopers by Kaz putting on a welding mask and walking around just wearing a welding mask, because that doesn't draw any suspicion. And he has Sonara in this box, and he's like wheeling her around. BB-8 is still following them. Because the whole time I was like, are the stormtroopers going to recognize BB-8? Because he's like...
No.
Besides, he's like the only like ball droid on the platform. It's no one like, hey, that's that droid that was also with that resistance guy, or not? They don't know he's resistant, but with that Kaz guy that was supposed to stay, you know, in the thing. They're not.
They didn't tell BB-8 to stay.
I guess, but like he's wearing the same clothes still. He's like, hey, this guy with all the same clothes with just a welding mask on is walking around with the same droid.
They can't see.
Yeah, I guess their helmets don't let them see below, so maybe they just never see BB-8.
Oh.
Anyway, they're wheeling Sonara, and Kaz takes her to this hangar. It wasn't a hangar, it was a platform with these, like, cargo ships. And which, for a cargo ship, those had a lot of seats and not a lot of room for cargo.
Yeah. People are cargo.
Anyway, so he helps BB-8, gets the door open, but he also trips the alarm, which screams. And so they get Sonara on the ship, and then Kaz and BB-8 run, but Sonara's like, oh no, Kaz is gonna die. So she gets out of the ship and runs after them. And then just when the stormtroopers are about to find Kaz, Sonara hits him over the head with a wrench.
Yes, very hard.
Yeah.
There were only, like, two hits.
Yeah, she knocked him unconscious through the helmet. So, I mean, I guess the helmet might help a little bit, depending on, you know.
Maybe.
Like, if the helmet hits him or if the helmet vibrates.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Anyway, so then they're running, and they try to go back and get her on the cargo ship, but the cargo ships leave. And so Kaz is like, well, I know someone who knows the station like the back of his hand. And he goes to Niku. He's very confused by the back of his hand saying. And just tries to figure it out.
He's the cutest thing.
Yeah. And so...
But I like that they're like, what is it, like sneak out?
Yeah, like, can you help us sneak out? And he keeps, like, he can't think of it at all. And then they're like, please, we need to find an escape. And Niku's like, oh, I can help you escape. It's like, oh, Niku. And so they go to the escape pods that shoot underwater. And so they do that. They shoot Sonara underwater.
But I love that whole, like...
The distraction?
No, like, Kaz... Kaz is like, this is no time for, like, sentimental goodbyes.
Yeah, she's like, what?
Oh, poor Kaz.
So yeah, then they shoot Sonara off into the water while Nika runs around like a maniac trying to distract the stormtroopers. And then when he gets cornered by them, BB-8 sprays smoke on their faces, and then they chase BB-8.
And his cute little face when they run away.
Yeah.
Did you hear about Jonah Marie's latest ship?
Which one? No.
Commander Pyre and Tora.
What?
Yeah.
But he's, like, old.
She says that in her mind, Tora is 20. But and it works.
But she's not. She's 14.
No, she's 15.
Or 15. Remember? Okay, sorry.
15. I was arguing that she was 16.
That's not too much better.
No, it's not. So.
But.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Okay. All right, moving on. So. They shoot Sonar into the water. Stormtroopers eventually, I guess they just gave up on chasing BB-8 eventually. And then they all go back to Yeager's, and Kaz is like, oh, she had to leave, and Tam is sad because Sonara didn't say bye, and Niku passes out.
Yeah.
And then Sonara gets picked up by the other pirates. And that's, like, where the episode ends.
That was good. I know, I'm gonna miss Sonara. I just hope she comes back.
I'm sure she'll come back.
Yeah. Just hopefully soon.
I mean, they made a little figure of her, so... You know, they better not make a figure for her and not Tam or Niku if she's not going to come back. So. Yeah.
Hopefully we see her very soon.
Very, and very soon.
Kaz can awkwardly be with her. Not, like, be with her as a couple, but, like, they can see each other again.
Awkwardly hang out.
Yes. Which she's good at.
Kaz is very good at being awkward.
He beats me at it.
He's the awkward champion.
Yeah. So, good episodes. Yeah. Can't wait for more, and I will watch the new one tomorrow on Monday, because then it'll be on the big screen and it'll be good. Or on the TV.
Yeah.
It's pretty Do you have anything to say?
I don't think I do.
About this episode.
I don't think I do.
I just thought it was... No, we forgot the best part.
Oh, no.
The janitor.
Oh, yeah, that little guy.
His vacuum.
They took his vacuum. I felt so bad for him.
He's my favorite character.
What's the purpose of taking his vacuum? He's just a little fuzzy guy trying to do his job.
Right, and then they're in that awkward elevator, and then he comes in and he complains... That he doesn't have his vacuum. And then
he leaves.
I just feel so bad for him.
The plot of the next episode should just be getting that guy his vacuum back.
Yes, it must be.
Only acceptable plot.
Plot hole. What happened to his vacuum?
What are their reasoning for taking this vacuum, though? Like, what's the point? What do they gain from taking a vacuum?
Being jerks. It's a vacuum. Being jerks. That's all they gain.
Yeah, so that's resistance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else to say. What'd you do?
I dropped something. I got it. Yeah, but that poor little man.
Poor little dude with his vacuum.
Without his vacuum.
Yeah, without his vacuum. It's gone.
I forgot his name. Something...
He's a fuzzy dude.
Oh, Pit.
He's a fuzzy dude. That's his name. Fuzzy dude.
O.P. Pit. Something like that.
Fuzzy dude.
Alright.
This is a shorter episode, but, you know, there's not a lot to speak about.
Yeah, his name is O.P. Pit. He's a cute little janitor.
Yeah, okay, so is it time to close off, I guess?
Yeah, guess so.
Okay, so this was Star Wars Geek Girl. You can listen to us on SoundCloud and iTunes, and that's pretty much the big ones, I think. And also on Stuck in the 70s Radio.
Yay!
Yeah! So, thank you for listening to Star Wars Geek Girl. I was Zoe.
Star Wars Geek Girls.
May the force be with you, and goodbye.
They're geek girls that like Star Wars. And sometimes cry.